Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It's the morning shift at 6:42 with Mike, Bo, Ali Mac, and Dylan. And you guys wanted a good series. We've got it. The Thunder tied up the NBA Finals over the weekend, stands at 2-2. So I'm assuming John Halliburton was a little disappointed on Father's Day that things got tied up. SGA came through with 35 points. Jalen Williams added 27 to that. Final score was 111-104.
Yeah, it was weird because we talked about, I think I had a number, it was like the Thunder had been outscored 100-73 in the fourth quarter of the first three games. And obviously the series was at 2-1. And that, to me, at so far had been the difference in this series. I mean, there's no to me, it just absolutely was. So for the Thunder to take that fourth quarter over the way they did was pretty shocking, and it's been a little bit of a weird series, but in a good way. Because imagine losing two games where basically the fourth quarter you were owned, and you trailed pretty much that entire game, and then all of a sudden you came back and just dominated that fourth quarter, Dylan.
Yeah, the Thunder closed out game four on a 16-7 run. SGA had 15 of those 16 points. SGA has proven to me, and it's not that I had any necessarily doubt about this, but he has proven to me, and I think proven to everybody, that while Tyrese Halliburton might be maybe more of a clutch player when it comes to hitting those buzzer beaters or those, you know, last second go-ahead shots, SGA is the best closer in this NBA Finals for sure. When you talk about a guy who knows when it's time to put the team on his back, knows when it's time to basically say, give me the ball, move out my way, and I'm going to put us on our back, and I'm going to carry us to a victory here.
I got to push back a little bit, because if he was the best closer in the NBA, then he would not, they wouldn't have lost two fourth quarters, two games, based on them not closing in the fourth quarter. What I'll push back is that, or what I'll say it to your point is, I just think he's a better overall player than Halliburton.
Yeah.
And we've seen that. I don't think Halliburton scored 20 points in the finals so far.
I think you're right, yeah.
And I think SGA just, Halliburton is clutch, but SGA is just completely better all around. And that's not taking anything away from Halliburton, because Dort has been able to kind of slow him down for the most part. But it's just, I mean, they outscored him by 14 in the fourth quarter. I remember I got home from the Father's Day thing, and I was watching it. Amy and I were sitting there, and I was watching it, and I was just like, I can't believe what's going on here.
Yeah, I mean, that really surprised me, because the way OKC was playing, I thought Indiana had him for sure. I thought Indiana was about to go up 3-1. I was like, man, they're actually going to do it, and they're gonna be in perfect position to win this series. But then SGA and OKC just really turned it on, and they impressed me. And that's why I said to start the show, I think it's OKC in six now for sure.
Wow. Wait, in six?
Wow. OKC and six. Yeah, I think they win the next two. I think they win tonight, and then I think they smell blood in the water, and they get it one in Indiana.
So you think a team that hasn't lost back, and I'm just asking, I'm not.
No, you're right. Yeah.
You think a team that hasn't lost back-to-back games since March 8th and 10th is going to lose three straight for this, and this series is going to end that way?
Yep.
I wholeheartedly disagree. I think this thing goes seven. I don't know who's going to win. I kind of lean towards the Thunder, too. I think the Pacers had a chance to really close the series out Friday night, and they blew it. Also, I'm not really sure why we're playing – why we're not playing the next game until tonight. That just I don't understand that. But.
Yeah, it's they automatically get like a day, and then they get like an extra day of the travel. It's weird, man.
There's no travel.
They're going back to OKC. Yeah, yeah,
I hate that.
Yeah, yeah. They used to do it where they did the 2-3 and then 2, but now it's back to 2-2, 1-1.
But who was it saying that they needed more time in between games?
Aaron Gordon. Yeah.
So here you go.
Well, I'm going to pull all these predictions and make sure they are in every single replay that we have moving forward.
I don't doubt that.
Tonight is Game 5 at 8:30 in OKC on ABC. Now, there were headlines over the weekend about the trade in the NBA. The Grizzlies traded Desmond Bane to the Magic in a blockbuster deal. Can you guys break down why this is so big?
Because it feels like a rebuilding trade for the Grizzlies. It puts the future of the Ja Morant era in Memphis in the air. They say that they're committed to Ja Morant, but are they going to keep him? Yeah. Also, four first-round picks, and then they swapped first round.
Unprotected. It's crazy.
Let me get through Shams' tweet real quick just to set it up. Orlando is sending to Memphis the number 16 pick in the 25 NBA draft, Phoenix's first-round pick in 2026, the Magic 2028 unprotected first-rounder, and Orlando's 2030 unprotected first. Sources said pick swap is lightly protected in 2020. So there's a lot of caveats there, but to your point, like we like to say on the show, that's insane.
It's a good haul, Bo. I'm going to disagree a little bit on your point about Memphis rebuilding because they still got back KCP, Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, Georgia alum, and Cole Anthony. Cole Anthony proved in this playoffs that he can be a very, very solid backup point guard.
Yeah, didn't he torch the Hawks too?
Yeah, he did.
Okay.
Well, and KCP – necessarily saying a lot.
And KCP is still a very good 3-and-D guy. Now, he is an older player than, obviously, Desmond Bane, so he isn't going to be there for as long as Desmond Bane could have been in Memphis. But he's still – I mean, he was a big contributor on that Orlando team, which was very good this year. So I still think they have their window. To me, I think this is more about not maybe wanting to maybe re-up a guy like Desmond Bane.
Why?
Maybe just because they feel like there are other places.
Let me ask you a question. Where do the Grizzlies rank in the Western Conference right now?
They're probably, off the top of my head, they're probably like maybe the seventh best team.
Yeah, they're rebuilding. Sorry, they're rebuilding. This is rebuilding. I think they might rebuild with
Ja. You didn't give up either your two best players.
But you still have Ja. You still have Jaren Jackson.
Yeah, but you don't. But that doesn't mean – do you not know – hold on. There's no guarantee that they're done.
That's true. That's a good point.
I'm telling you, I could be wrong. I don't know. I don't know the NBA like Dylan. I'm not going to sit here and say that, but I would tell you that this has the makings of you moved your third best player.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that much, that big of a haul feels like rebuilding to me.
Now it definitely could start to smell like a rebuild. All I'm saying is off this move alone. Now, Bo, you're completely right. They may not be done. So this could have the beginning smells of rebuild. Off this move alone, this does not feel like a rebuild to me. Off this move alone. But like Bo's point, they might not be done.
Also,
real quick, wanted to make the point of
– a lot of points in here.
I know. I also want to make the point of
– your point to this point.
This continues to put pressure on the Hawks, this move, because Orlando just showed, hey, we feel like we can compete now in the East. After what we did in the playoffs this year – we feel like we can compete now, and we all know the Hawks are obviously in the East, and in Orlando's in the same division as the Hawks too. This puts pressure on the Hawks, in my opinion, to continue to even more pressure for them to go make some moves and continue to get better. Because Orlando, if you look a few years back, Orlando, go back to 2021. Orlando wasn't better than you. The Pacers definitely weren't better than you, and the Knicks weren't better than you because you beat them in that first round playoff series. All three have passed you now. Wow. It's time for the Hawks to follow that trajectory that the Magic have shown, the Pacers have shown, the Knicks have shown. All of them have gone up from that point on, from 2021. Hawks have gone the different direction. So it's time for them to make some moves.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Well, we'll keep an eye on what the Hawks are doing in the offseason. Now, I have a question for you guys. Are people lucky? Like, is luck a real thing? Have you met people that are just genuinely lucky? And I'm asking this because I don't know if this qualifies as a motivational Monday.
Well,
oh no.
Or if it's just a lucky dude.
hey, we're motivated to be lucky.
I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're talking about, because if you're in a competition, luck is when skill meets preparation.
Look at you. All right. Well, you'll see how this one pans out. David Serkin, he, in my opinion, has to be one of the luckiest people alive. The last 12 months of his life have been insane. It started with David going into remission. He had been battling cancer, so he beat it.
Good for him.
Congratulations.
That's
love
awesome.
That. Now, in August, he decided to try his luck with the lottery when he was getting some gas. Sure enough, David won $500,000, took his wife to Hawaii. Handled some bills. Amazing. That's
yes,
great.
Nice work, man.
Nice work.
Yeah,
cut to
checked
November.
All the boxes.
So that was August. Now in November, on a whim, David went and bought another lottery ticket.
No way.
I mean, why not? He's got extra cash after all. Sure enough, David won $1 million off that one.
That'll work. Yeah, that'll work. What's our total at this point?
It's
yeah.
$1.5 million at this
Jeez.
Point.
Sure.
And
okay.
then just a few weeks ago, in May, David was like, hey, I got a few extra bucks. Let me go into the gas station, pick up another one of these lottery tickets. He won another $1 million.
Well, isn't there like, is there not one of those things where you can only win, you have to wait so long before you can win again?
It's usually like 30 days.
Yeah, that's, and here's the thing. I don't play the lotto anymore. And because one time I bought a lotto ticket and one of my friends goes, you know, statistically, you're more likely to get in a car accident on the way to buy the lotto ticket than you are to actually win that lotto.
Well, now they got the Georgia Lottery app, so you don't have to
well, here's the
drive
thing.
Anywhere.
Here's the thing. This guy not only said, am I going to play it, but the odds of you winning it twice are astronomical. And then he just kept going and goes, yeah, I don't care about the odds anymore. How about a third time?
Yeah, he's won
ridiculous
$2.5 million since he beat cancer in the last year. By the way,
dang,
10 years ago, before he was diagnosed with cancer, he had won the lottery as well. He's like
okay,
Nick Papagiorgio.
Right, whoa.
So
now, hey,
whoa.
That's a great Vegas vacation.
Wow.
So right
here. Here's what I don't want to happen, though, because the internet has a weird way of finding things out. I want no part. And people digging things up about this angel, David Serkin, and finding that he has found a way to win all the lotteries that he has won, or they dig up like old tweets of his. I want this to stay a pure, amazing story.
Yeah, that's. I once read a book, and I'd have to look back and see who the guy was, but he
once read a book.
Yeah, so I was. I read a book one time about a guy. Had learned how to hack the phone lines at a radio station and was calling under different names and reading and winning all their prizes.
Oh man!
he knew how to the touch tone,
yeah.
And he knew how to do all that. But I don't know how you would do that this day and age.
there are some people that just have a knack for stuff. Like Mike's cousin, for instance, is he's one of those people that he because of what he does, he gets to go to certain events.
Mm-hmm.
Every time he's at an event, he finds his way in a VIP area and meets famous people. Every time.
Every single time.
Every time we'll be taught, like, every time I hang out with him, it's like he throws like 20 pictures of 20 different times he went to events and I met Nick Saban here. And this is when I met the president. I'm like, dude, how do you always get into these areas?
He did. I don't want to go too deep down that realm, but the Jody Davis story, I don't even know if you've ever heard this one about my cousin. Jody Davis, who was like best friends with Dale Earnhardt Sr., he managed the Pensacola Blue Wahoos for like a couple of years. He needed an extra room to live in. Lived with my cousin for 2 years the manager of the AA team.
Yeah.
And just like giving him all kinds of like game-used bats. He used to be the catcher for the Braves. Got game-used bats and stuff. Like, Jody Davis is living in your guest bedroom?
Dude.
He's like, yeah, man.
And I only brought that up because, like, some people just, they just have it. They just have this knack where, and it's always one thing. Like, this guy's thing is winning the lottery.
Yeah.
His is meeting famous people.
Right.
Everything he does, he meets a famous person. I mean, that's why I always tell him, like, hey, make sure you invite him to race. I never know. He might walk in like Ryan Blaney or Joey Logano or something, you know? What are we doing here?
Yeah.
Well, if you want to read more of David's story, I have it posted on the 929 Morning Shift Twitter account or X, whatever you call it, and coming up. Braves won the series but dropped the ball yesterday. One pitcher, though, seems to have finally knocked the rust off. We're going to cover Spencer Strider's phenomenal outing next on Sports Radio 929 The Game and
the Odyssey app.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Oh, it's such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Save up to 50% with minimum purchase at Blinds.com. And a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Save up to 50% at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.